Blog Talk Radio.
I'm Pastor Sabrina, and I'm so glad that you were able to join us for fellowship in the Word and with the body of Christ. Amen. We are a Christian Protestant, non-denominational, international, miracle, deliverance, teaching, healing church. And we welcome you in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. We invite everyone to join us in our chat room. And our chat room is located on our webpage. Our webpage is www.miracleinternetchurch.com. Amen? That's miracleinternetchurch.com. And if you're on a computer or a tablet or a laptop, when the page comes up across the banner, you'll see MIC Radio Chat. Amen. Click that link. And when the page changes, click Guest. When it changes again, type in your name, one of those names that's on your birth certificate, just one, and enter along with your greeting for the saints, and the saints will greet you in return. Amen? Amen. So we want to thank the Lord for you, and we are glad that you were able to join us. Amen. Praise God. So, if you're on a cell phone, you may do the same. Use your browser to find miracleinternetchurch.com. When the page comes up across the top, you'll see a banner. And don't click the banner. There'll be three white lines on a black background. That's your link. Click the three white lines, and you can go down the page and find MIC Radio Chat and find the same information and instructions that I just gave. So, we are happy to see everyone. We are happy that everyone is hopefully enjoying this resurrection season. You know, this is the holiday season for Christians. It doesn't belong to anyone else. It's for Christians. Now we have these other groups that want to elbow in, but this is not their season. This is ours. Amen? We are the blood bought. We are the redeemed of the Lord. And this is our season. We celebrate his death, burial, and resurrection. Amen? Amen. We celebrate his crucifixion on our behalf. We celebrate his defeat of Satan on our behalf. We celebrate the connection that was made once again between us and our Heavenly Father. We celebrate an entire new arena in God, so to speak. So we have a lot to celebrate, a lot. We have a lot to be thankful for and grateful for because room was made for us at the cross. Those of us that would come from the Gentile perspective, we have a lot to be thankful for. So this is our celebration. This is our time to celebrate the victory that's in Jesus Christ. It's our time to celebrate being washed in the blood. It's our time to celebrate receiving our inheritance through Jesus Christ our Lord. It's our time to celebrate all the Bible promises that are ours because we have a better covenant based on better promises. Amen? This is our time to celebrate. It's our time to be joyful in the Lord. It's our time to share tracts with people and witness to people because this is a victory that we live. This is a victory that we live that many in the world don't even know about. We have the Holy Spirit. He didn't come to unbelievers. He came to the new Christians right after Jesus went back, right after he ascended. He didn't go back picking up other people that didn't follow Jesus. Amen? This is our celebration. And so I spoke with the Lord weeks ago. We talked about it a little bit, and then we talked about it a little later. So I have decided to do something that we've never done before, but I think it is fitting, considering the fact that this is our celebration and we get to choose how we want to celebrate it. Amen? This is our celebration, and we get to choose how we celebrate it. Amen? Amen. So now, our celebration depends on what each believer, each Christian, each blood-washed saint wants to do, you and the Lord. It's very personal. There are parts of it that we will share together, especially on Sunday. But on Friday, you get to decide what you and the Lord are going to do to celebrate. So as a result of this, there will not be a live broadcast on Friday. You are free to celebrate this resurrection season with your Lord and Savior. There will not be a message posted for you to listen to. We have an entire archive for you and the Holy Spirit to go through if that's what you choose to do. If you choose some other method to celebrate with the Lord, that's between you and the Lord. Amen? So this is the only announcement that you will receive. There will not be a posted announcement in the chat room at all. Amen? This is it. So Friday, there will not be a live broadcast, nor will there be any posting. Amen? Amen. So how you choose to celebrate the resurrection season with the Lord is up to you. In the past, when I was able to, I would roast a leg of lamb. Well, this year I'm not going to be able to, so I have to think of something else to do. But you are free to do whatever it is you and the Lord choose to do together. Amen? It is my gift to you, and I pray that you enjoy it. Amen? It is my gift to you, and I pray that you enjoy it thoroughly. Amen? You see, God is wonderful. He's absolutely wonderful. And we need to spend more time with him. Amen? So whatever your situation is, I've left it open for you to fill in the gaps, you and the Lord yourself, okay? And we will come back together on Sunday, on Resurrection Sunday, and round out our celebration in grace. Amen? Praise the Lord. So that's the announcement for this evening. If there's another one, I hope that I remember it before we get off the air. And I trust that you will have a safe and wonderful, blessed time with your Lord and Savior. Amen? Amen. Praise God. We want to thank our Heavenly Father and the Holy Spirit for their full participation in all that happened before and on Calvary and afterward. Amen? Amen. You see, the Godhead works together. Unlike some people, the Godhead actually works together. Amen? The Godhead works together. So, we're going to enjoy this blessing of the Lord, and God is going to bless us, I believe. Amen? Amen. Praise the Lord. So that's our announcement so that I won't forget it. Amen. That's our announcement. So however you all want to celebrate, God bless you, God blesses you in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Now, I will praise thee, O Lord, my God, with all my heart. And I will glorify thy name forevermore. O Lord, I love to glorify you and to praise your holy name. I will bless you at all times, and your praise shall continually be in my mouth. For you are the King of all the earth. Yours, O Lord, is the greatness and the power and the glory and the victory and the majesty. For all that is in heaven and in the earth is yours. Yours is the kingdom, O Lord, and you are exalted as the head over all. Now, therefore, I thank you, Lord my God, and I praise your glorious name, for you are good, and your mercy endures forever. Because your loving kindness is better than life to me, my lips shall praise you. And the saints said, amen. And I will bless and glorify you while I live. Amen. We will lift up our hands in your name as you satisfy our soul, as with marrow and fatness, our mouth will praise you with joyful lips. Holy, holy, holy are you, Lord God Almighty, which was and is to come. You are worthy, O Lord, to receive glory and honor and power, for you have created all things, and for your pleasure they are and were created. Amen? Amen. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for everything that you have done and are doing for us. Amen. It is the blessing of the Lord, and it makes us rich. It is the blessing of the Lord, and it makes us rich, and there is no sorrow with it. Amen? Amen. Praise the Lord. I am happy to know that no matter what circumstance we may have in our lives, that the Lord was in the circumstance before we arrived. Amen? The Lord was in the circumstance before we arrived. He was waiting for us. We didn't know it, but he was there waiting for us. He always is. And so when we feel ourselves getting anxious or overly concerned or intimidated for some reason, we need to remember that God is already in our future. He's waiting for us to arrive. Amen? So whatever the need is, whatever the concern is, he's there with an answer. He's there with an answer. He's there to reassure us. The Holy Spirit is there to comfort, because he's the comforter. Amen? He's the comforter. Whatever the situation is, he's there to put us at ease and in peace. Amen? So no need to get overly emotional either way in any situation, because God will steer us through it if we allow him to, because the sons of God are led by the Spirit of God. So we want to thank the Lord for taking us by the hand and leading us through into paths of righteousness for his name's sake. And regardless to what unexpected event happens or fails to happen, God is there for us. God is there for us. Amen? He's not on vacation. He's there for us. Amen? He's there to take care of us and to help us and to strengthen us and to sometimes deliver us, whatever the case may be. Because God is for us. He's on our side. He wants us to be successful, just as he was successful. And it's his example that shows us how to do it. Amen? So, we want you to consider being gracious this year as you pass out your tracts. There are people who need the message, that's in the tract that have been deprived of that message for too long. People need some hope. People need to remember that God really exists and he has not forgotten them. So, if you have been lax in passing out the tracts that you did have, forgive yourself and get back up and do what you know to be right. Amen? Don't beat yourself up. That's not going to help. Get up and do what you know to be right. Ask the Lord to bless you. Ask the Holy Spirit to set up circumstances for you to do that very thing in your locale, wherever you happen to be in the earth, that need that blessing. And it doesn't end once Resurrection Sunday comes. The tracts are for forever. You pass them out continually. You think about people continually. You bless the name of Jesus continually. You show his love continually. You love your neighbor as you love yourself. Amen? Amen. Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, we thank you for the armor of God. And we thank you that our feet are shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. We thank you, Lord, that we are covered by the blood of Jesus. We are the head and not the tail, and no weapon formed against us shall be able to prosper. We thank you, Lord, that you are a shepherd and we shall not want. We thank you, Lord, that you supplied all of our need according to your riches and glory. If we need words, God will supply them. But you have to ask, remember? You have not because you ask not. And we can do all things through Christ who strengthens us. So we cast down every imagination and every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God, and we bring into captivity every thought to the obedience of Jesus Christ. We cast all of our cares upon you, Lord, because we know that you care for us. We thank you, Lord, for allowing us to walk in divine health. And if somebody has led someone to the Lord recently, please email me at gproom@outlook.com and tell me about that testimony. Amen? Amen. We praise you, Lord, for allowing us to walk in divine health. For you are our God, and you heal all of our diseases. And by your stripes, Lord Jesus, we have been healed. We thank you for prosperity. We thank you for divine health, even as our soul prospers. Because the joy of the Lord is our strength. We thank you, Lord, for giving us words, holy words, righteous words, inspiring words to speak to others who need to hear from you. Let us be your hands and feet and lips, Lord. We ask you to touch our mouths with your grace and your power, that when we speak to others about you, they will hear you speaking, Lord, and they will know that that message, no matter how brief, is actually from you. Thank you, Lord, for helping our hands as we pass out the tract. Thank you, Lord, for touching our feet as they will take us to where we ought to go to meet those persons, to come into contact with those persons. Father, help our minds to stay fixed on you so that when we have those encounters, we will realize this is a God moment. I've got to get it right. I've got to do what must be done. Because there are people that have gone through life with no one witnessing to them at all. no one witnessing to them ever in their entire life. So now, saints, we must do better. We can't let this go by. Amen? Jesus sent us to go into the world. So that means if they don't ring your doorbell, you're to get up and go to them. You're to get up and go to them. Go ye. Go ye. You go. That's what it means. You get up and go to them. So proud of this brother in the Lord who I most frequently see in the overpass over I-95. He's up there with his big sign saying, I love Jesus, and whatever else the Lord tells him to say. And I blow at my horn as I go by. Well, Sunday he had his dog up there. He has this nice black dog. And I pray for him to be profitable in his ministry. That's a ministry. You know, some people think that the only ministry is like doing what I do. But that's not the truth. Jesus wants hands and feet on the ground everywhere. And everybody, he did not call to do what I do. Amen? He called me to do it and some other people. But there is a job he has called you to. If it's encouraging people, then encourage them. Everybody has been given the opportunity that wrote me to have new tracks. So let's get on it. Okay, let's do the job God has called us to do. Those of us that are for some reason inside and we're not able to get out, we're supposed to be praying for everybody that's going out with the tracks. Amen? That's our part of it. Amen? So I'm going to encourage you to do your very best for Jesus, because the Bible says for us, whatever we do for the Lord, to do it heartily as unto the Lord. Not as men pleasers, as God pleasers. So we want to do this. Amen? We want to be part of God's army. And armies go out. That's right. They go out. I don't know. I live on a military base. They're forever going out. Amen? So let us get up and get out. You got Friday. I blessed you with the day off so you can actually get out and do the thing that pleases the Lord. Amen? No, you do not have to stand there and have a long conversation. You can smile and say God loves you and hand them a tract. Amen. So you and the Holy Spirit, get busy. Ask the Holy Spirit to lead you out there, to go with you, to put the words in your mouth so you all can be, you can get done what you're supposed to get done. Amen? We're in a time where revival is starting, and we're supposed to do our part. Amen? People are supposed to start coming into the kingdom. Why? Because we're doing our part. That's why. Amen? Amen. Praise the Lord. So if you've been one of those people who are full of fears and phobias, it's time for you to overcome. Overcome your own flesh, because really that's what that amounts to. Amen. Praise the Lord. We want to thank the Lord for calling us to do his work. Amen, because what you do for Christ is what really matters in the end. Amen? Amen. So, Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, we thank you for this holy calling. We thank you to be your hands and feet and mouth in the earth. We want to thank you, Lord, for gracing us with your disposition as we come in contact with people, because sometimes people are grumpy. Amen. We've been there too. So, Lord, we forgive everybody that ought to be forgiven by us in Jesus' name. And we ask, Lord, for favor as we begin to interface with human beings, to lead them into what you would have us to say. Amen, Lord. Thank you We know that you will help us. We thank you for angelic protection. We thank you for the glory of God coming into the situation. We thank you for the blood of Jesus over us and over these tracks, Father. Thank you. But thank you the most, Lord Jesus, for you coming to show us the way, to show us how to be fishers of men. We give you praise. We give you glory. We give you honor for it in the name of Jesus. Make us a witness, Father, wherever we are and whatever we're doing. Amen? Make us a witness in Jesus' holy name. Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, from our position, seated in heavenly places in Christ Jesus, we bind Satan the strong man, all of his evil angels, evil spirits, demonic agents, all of his underlings, timings, devices, maneuvers, tactics, plans, and orders. And we cancel all demonic assignments and satanic agendas against the righteous in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. We take the territory from Satan in Jesus' name. We bind every form of godliness which denies the power of Jesus Christ. We come into agreement with the Father, Jesus Christ, and the Holy Spirit, and we come out of agreement with Satan, with his agents, and with the evil and wicked powers that they use. We close and seal all portals, channels, open doors of access to the enemy, pull down all demonic thrones. We bind the wicked principalities, powers, rulers of darkness, and all spiritual wickedness in high places. We release the all-consuming fire of God on every ley line, silver cord, and garland. We bind the demons and workers of darkness in the heavenlies, in the bush, and in the deep. We bind rape and murder to its strong men and dethrone them all, chaining them all in eternal chains and darkness, placing them in the custody of the Holy Spirit. We bind the sources of all witchcraft attacks, and we return the attacks onto the heads of the devils that bring them to cling to them for eternity. We bind all trafficking demons, reporters, listeners, watchers, peeps, whisperers, familiar electronic digital technology demons and their attacks, Leviathan spirits and their attacks, brainwashing Kundalini spirits and their attacks, all water and marine spirits and their attacks, sex devils and their attacks, unclean spirits and their attacks, passive devils and their attacks, pain-afflicting spirits, sleep deprivation, artificial intelligence, smart dust and drone spirits, sorcery devils and their attacks, seducing, womanizing, whoredom spirits and their attacks, the Havana syndrome, brain changes, injuries, all remote viewing, and audio weapons, all the voices of the stranger, the charmer, and the seducer and their attacks, all hypnotic trance devils and their attacks, all mystic rituals and their intent, targeted radio frequencies, all pulse weapons, and their attacks, all microwave attacks, debilitating sonic frequency attacks, and the work of every druid, electromagnetic attacks, smart technology and particle attacks, techno-paganism and mind control by the occult, force feedback, cyber-stalking, cyber-sex crimes, pornography, demonic curiosity, witching spirits which manipulate modern technology, pulse microwave radiation attacks designed to cause neurological problems, brain injuries, debilitating headaches, vertigo, binding directed energy microwave weapons, binding all vibrations, which are demons. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. We overturn and empty all cauldrons and chalices upon the heads of the conjurers and the magicians. We bind all 5G and 4G and their components. Everything coming from outer space is a weapon against us, or from another satellite system, or from another galaxy against us. We bind you and we send it back where it came from in the name of Jesus. Anything off of any orbit, off of any star or planet, or any station on a star or planet, or anything from any of these satellite systems that have been put into orbit in the name of Jesus, especially the surveillance ones. We bind them all and their weaponry in the name of Jesus. The weather satellites that have been tuned to do things they have no business doing, those as well. We bind you and what you do here in Jesus' name. and the receptors that are on the earth to receive what you do, as well as the cell towers and our devices in the name of Jesus. We send it back. It's not ours. Our Heavenly Father never designed for us to encounter it. So we send it back in the name of Jesus Christ. We close the portals in our cell phones and in our computers and in our tablets and laptops in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. We overturn and empty our cauldrons and chalices upon the heads of the conjurers and the magicians, and we bind every order of magic and mystic arts, Buddhist black magic, Santeria, Kabbalah, Egyptian, Chaldean, Hindu, Indian, African, European, North American, South American, Caribbean and Latin American black and white magic, binding the devil's triangle in the name of Jesus Christ. Ooh, thank you, Holy Spirit. Binding the devil's triangle in the name of Jesus Christ. Binding the cities under the sea and the portals to them in the name of Jesus Christ. Closing and sealing those portals in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father. We're binding all Morgellons attacks. And we return every attack to the senders, binding the culture of corruption worldwide. We bind all free-flying devils. We bind all evil spirits which take animal form, all shape-shifting spirits, trapping them into their shifted form for eternity. We bind each demon responsible for the dominion of sin in our culture. We bind hyperactivity, racing mind, inattention, impulsivity, and low levels of dopamine. We bind the prince of the power of the air, and we return his powers to Jesus Christ. We bind the power of the dog and every abomination that's been committed. We bind the lord of the flies and his agents, and we place them under the feet of the Lord Jesus. We bind the Mandela effect. We bind all satanic ritual abuse devils, satanic worship, witchcraft dedications, and all rituals done on the phases of the moon. We bind all formations of bullflies and demonic insects. We bind all spiders in their webs, trapping them in their own webs. We bind the transference of evil spirits, spirits of infirmity, supplanting the gods of the people of the land, the gods of the groves, and every spirit that exalts human reasoning, science, demonic knowledge, against the knowledge of God. Amen. And makes man wise in his own eyes. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. We bind Mammon and his agents, and we bind all demons sent forth to intimidate, harass, manipulate, lie against, mock, wear down, infect, destroy, spy, sabotage, stop, expose, curse, stifle, pervert, confuse, distract, block, track, besmirch, monitor, hinder, defile, corrupt, undermine, despise, bewitch, tranquilize, assassinate, divide, confound, attack, reproach, and reduce the effectiveness of the righteous in Christ Jesus. We bind the shedding of injected persons upon us. We return and loose these attacks to the senders according to the covenant. We bind the bondage of generations of fools and the spirit of the fool in Jesus' name. We bind the carnal mind. We bind the fool's anger in Jesus' name. We bind food lust, addictions, and gluttony in the name of Jesus. We bind false flags. We return to sender according to the covenant, all in every reprisal, retribution, counterattack, psychic weapon, retaliation, all avenging, all blowback, all vengeance, all blood rituals, every boomerang and each payback, and all requiting of our righteous warfare in Jesus' name. This includes every evil work, mark, rite, ritual, ceremony, sacrifice, proclamation, pronouncement, vow, root work, or sin against us. Astral projection, sending demons to us to work against us and against all that pertains to us. No demon, no wicked person, or unrighteous event left behind. Binding the inordinate use of conjugal rites. Returning to sender all witchcraft attacks through channeling and the satellites against the website, the broadcast, and the app in Jesus' name. Binding all abortions used as a magical ritual. Returning to sender all Cameroonian wizardry, black magic, jujus, hexes, vexes, and such in the name of Jesus. Returning to sender all tribal witchcraft, especially initiated by a witch doctor or obita man in Jesus' name. Returning to sender, all Chaldean witchcraft and all of its outworkings in the name of Jesus. Returning to sender, all Brujeria, all Spanish witchcraft in the name of Jesus. Binding it all. Binding all covens, cults, conclaves, and cabals in the name of Jesus. Every grouping of humans, non-humans, combinations, non-government organizations, the heathen and others, working against the Lord Jesus Christ and against his plan for humanity in Jesus' name. We take authority, dominion, and power over your finances. And we bind your finances. We bind your agenda. We bind your mechanisms. We bind your agents in the name of Jesus Christ. We take authority, dominion, and power over all of these groupings of individuals and others. Individuals and others. Amen. They come under the heading or the covering of Illuminati. We bind you. We pull you down. We tear down your strongholds in the earth in the name of Jesus. We tear down your strongholds in the heavenly. We tear down your witchcraft and all of your occult activities in the name of Jesus. We tear down your manipulations over the human race in Jesus' name. And we send all that you have ever done back to you in Jesus' name according to the covenant. All that you have sent against humanity, we turn it back. We boomerang it back to you now in the name of Jesus Christ. Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, I ask that you release the angels to gather it together, to send it back. Ringe de Rabrosa, Ledia, Tia Regeri, Kita Ramanai, Ruke de Rabrosa, Ledio Sola, Ledio Sola, Ledio Kurre Kahare, Rica de Rabrosa, Ledio Sur, Regisa, Tarabari Kiasi. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. We return it from whence it came. In Jesus' holy name, we are breaking and destroying our social, emotional, and psychological ties with food and drink which are displeasing to Jesus Christ. We're binding superficial religious acts and every act of sexual sin, binding magic spells for love, money, protection, black magic, white magic, candle magic, hoodoo, root work, lucky charms, high magic, and folk magic spells, binding the demons of energies in the name of Jesus, boomeranging their wicked works upon them, binding all magical language, magic signs, magical patterns, even in numbering, binding synchrony in the name of Jesus Christ. Father, we take authority, dominion, and power. Over all those extra kinds of witches, like queens of the coast in the name of Jesus, and all of those that have different namings, we bind up their namings and the meanings thereof in the name of Jesus Christ. We thank you, Father, for releasing the angels to bind, to bind, to bind, to bind in Jesus' name. Every witch that exists, we bind you in the name of Jesus Christ. Every witch that exists, we bind you now in the name of Jesus. Every witch that exists, we bind you now. Every warlock that exists, we bind you now in the name of Jesus Christ. Every wizard that exists, we bind you now in the name of Jesus Christ. And all of your supporters and all of those that are with you, and all of your adepts and all of your followers, we bind you all in the name of Jesus Christ. And we ask you, Lord, to release the angels to go into attack against their works in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Ri la la yo sunde de brisha la yo sunde de braca curri. Yer la la yo sunde de manana yo sunde de braca cu. Rike de brisha la yo sunde de brasa de brikiasi. Now, all of those influencers for the devil that go around talking to weak believers or weak Christians or barely Christians, talking them into doing things that lead them into witchcraft and sin. We bind those connections in the name of Jesus Christ. We bind the itching ears in the name of Jesus Christ. We bind the lack of discernment in the name of Jesus Christ. We bind the openness to sin in Jesus' name. And Father, we ask that you save those souls before they get themselves into too much trouble. We thank you and we give you praise. Lord, there are members of this ministry that have warned others that you're doing the wrong thing. You're going the wrong way. This isn't it. This isn't it. This will get you in trouble with God. And they have turned a deaf ear. So we place those persons in the hands of God, the Holy Spirit, in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. We're binding and caging for Satan, water witches, marine spirits and water spirits, and mermaids and mermen and whatever else there is down there, Father. And all those other underwater demons, and we're stripping them all, crowns, their powers, and their thrones in Jesus' name, transferring it back to the Lord Jesus Christ, binding all conjurations and summonings of demons in Jesus' name, binding Jewish black magic mysticism, magic writing, magic artifacts, binding the essence of magic and Jewish magic by practitioners, amulets, bowls, precious stones, incantations, divining practices, magic spells and potions, binding all blockages to righteous spiritual reception in the name of Jesus. We bind all vampire spirits, voodoo, hoodoo, ancient arts, mystic rituals, devils attending, the New World Order, New Age movement, Great Reset, make-believe, fantasy, fables, enchantments, false religions, numerology, horoscopes, the spirits and works of the oppressors and the spirit and the children of disobedience. Martial arts, yoga, transcendental meditation, antichrist, ideologies and doctrines, Ahab and Jezebelic spirits and practices, lewdness, perversions, the outworking of vain deceit, death spirits, spirits of destruction, chaos and mayhem, oppression, depression, anarchy, premonition, clairvoyance, ESP, telepathy, psychokinesis, out-of-body experiences, reincarnation, haunting, poltergeist, astral travel, psychic healing, demonic meditation, spirit guides, and defilement by wizards. We bind you in the name of Jesus. And we bind the king of pride and all of his underlings. We chain him with eternal chains under darkness in Jesus' name. We bind all humans, demonic blood, sexual, financial, animal, food, fecal, and soulish sacrifices in Jesus' name. Every sacrifice that was made in on the demonic realm, we bind it up in the name of Jesus. Elements of the sacrifice in the name of Jesus Christ. We bind all devils attached to idols and idolatry. We bind every form of rebellion, idolatry, root work, mind control, apathy, unyielding, nature worship, deception, scoffing, error, worldly indoctrination, military spirits, idle mind, unfocused mind, rioting abuse, all trolls, all fear, combative jealousy, fleshly ambition, the culture of corruption, weariness, betrayal, unfaithfulness, violence, and temptation to sin. We bind Belial, Beelzebub, Baal, Molech, Basilic, Python, Neptune, Zeus, Apollyon, Kali, Mammon, Atlas, all gods and goddesses, Osiris, Isis, On, all false deities. Amen. Baphomet and his 72. And we chain you with eternal chains under darkness in Jesus' holy name. Thank you, Lord. We undo the works of all demonic weapons, fireballs, poisons, voodoo pins and dolls, cold and hot spots, psychic weapons, prompters, codes, triggers, charms, tumors, designs, signals. And we return their afflictions to the worker of witchcraft and their pagan sources. We take authority, dominion, and power, and we break the powers of every Masonic ritual, rite, ceremony, vow, pledge, and pact in Jesus' name. We bind the rituals, the brotherhood, the lodge, the craft, the worship, the grip, Freemasonry, the Masonic Charter, and the rituals of the secret society in Jesus' name and the associated organization. We bind all of their works in the name of Jesus. We bind every spirit that was familiar to the Laodiceans. We bind the pride, work of errors, and foolishness of our own opinions. We bind being misled and misleading others. We return and loose all the retaliations of the enemy upon his own head according to the scriptures. We bind all traditions and customs rooted in sin, and we renounce and denounce them all and loose ourselves from them. We bind the gang stalkers and send their fear, harassment, and witchcraft back on their own heads as well as their mind control in Jesus' name. We bind the spirit of slumber. We thank you, Father, that you have given us power over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means harm us. We rejoice with you that our names are written in heaven. We bind every spirit that denies the deity of the Lord Jesus Christ and his blood atonement on the cross of Calvary. Father, we ask for eyes to see, ears to hear, hearts to believe, and minds to receive what the Spirit of God says to the church. We repent of an evil heart of unbelief, and we ask you, Father, to teach us to guard our hearts with all diligence. Lord, we have come to loose the bands of wickedness, to undo heavy burdens, to let the oppressed go free, to break every yoke and chain, and to call for justice and plead for truth. Lord, develop in us a love for the truth. Lead us into truth. Your word is truth. Make us to know the truth, and your truth will make us free. When the enemy comes in like a flood, the Spirit of the Lord shall lift up a standard against him. We're binding all electromagnetic energy pollution, EMFs, EMPs, binding and returning to sender all electromagnetic witchcraft, binding magical fantasy movies and TV shows, binding the unreality of the and escapism of the Hallmark Channel shows, binding the pathways to the sins in the mind, in Jesus' name. We have come to celebrate the scriptures with you and to tread on serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy. We will not turn back from pursuing the enemy until the Godhead does. The Lord Jesus Christ is our commander-in-chief, in whom we serve and obey. Thank you, Lord. 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 Amen. Father, in the name of Jesus, we pray for the peace of Jerusalem and elsewhere. We pray for kings and all who are in authority and all true Christians everywhere, especially those that are being persecuted or are imprisoned or have been abandoned in Afghanistan or some other place, and for the January 6th prisoners. We lift them all up before you and plead the merits of the shed blood of Jesus over them. Though we walk in the midst of trouble, you will revive us. You will stretch forth that your hand against the wrath of our enemies, and your right hand shall save us. In the name of Jesus, we command every demon that has followed us, was sent to us, transferred to us, to be bound in the name of Jesus and to leave us now, even coming through the web pages on the computer lines and phone lines, in Jesus' holy name. Father, in the name of Jesus, we cover ourselves in the blood of Jesus. We cover our motor transportation. We bind all accidents. We bind all incidents. We bind mechanical failure in whatever vehicle we are in, be it in the air, on the roadways, or in the water, in Jesus' name. We thank you, Father, for protecting life wherever we are, in Jesus' name. We take authority, dominion, and power over all interferences of the road so that they do not cross our path. And we thank you, Father, that you have already dispatched your angels ahead of us to protect us. Father, in the name of Jesus, we cover ourselves and our property with the blood of Jesus. We take authority over demons of the day and night, bad dreams, night dreams, sex dreams, anyone or anything trying to get into our dreams and attack us. And we command them to stay away. We ask for giant warrior angels to protect us and our property as we are awake or asleep. We thank you for the wall of fire that surrounds us with your glory in the midst. We thank you for your warring linking angels and their linking shields. Thank you, Lord. We thank you for your praising angels, but most of all, we appreciate your very presence in our midst. Pull out all voodoo pins in Jesus' name right now. Pull it out. And we pull out all fiery darts, pins, needles, spears, voodoo, witchcraft, anything sent to us from the demonic realm. We send it back right now in the name of Jesus. And we cut and destroy ungodly silver cords and ley lines and sever from ourselves all ungodly soul ties, attachments, covenants, agreements, oaths, consents, garlands, vows, pledges, pacts, leagues, and all other forms of agreement with the demonic realm. Amen. We cut our ties with unrighteousness in Jesus' name. We tear down and destroy walls of protection around shamans, globalists, nanotechnology, Satanists, wizards, warlocks, witches, sorcerers, divinators, and liars in Jesus' name. We break the power of their charms, love spells, vexes, hexes, curses, fetishes, potions, jinxes, mind control, voodoo, magic, sorcery, destruction, psychic power, torment and pain, psychic warfare, prayer chains, incense and candle burnings, ungodly blessings, all chantings and incantations, root works, hoodoo, crystals, tribal rituals and sins, and fetishes. We take authority, dominion, and power over all the works of the enemy against the people of God in Jesus' holy name. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Father, in the name of Jesus, from our position seated in heavenly places with Christ Jesus, we take authority, dominion, and power over the demons that we will encounter as we're passing out and sharing our tracks in Jesus' name. We bind those demons in the name of Jesus Christ. We bind their agenda. We put we sever ruka de ribarisha ledia. Their ruka de ribarisha ledia. Their rikisa teramanese. Their ability to share information and communication back and forth and exchange power in the name of Jesus Christ. We terminate their communications, Father. We destroy their communication system. We take authority, dominion, and power over it in the name of Jesus Christ. And we bind spirits of confusion in the name of Jesus. We send the confusion back where it came from in the name of Jesus Christ, for God is not the author of confusion, but of peace. And the gospel is sown in peace in those who call and make for peace. So we thank you, Lord. We give you praise, glory, and honor for it in the name of Jesus. And for those that are too scared to go out in their own neighborhoods and pass out tracts, we ask that the Lord Jesus Christ help you in a very special way to overcome your weakness so that his will be done in Jesus' name. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you, Lord. Amen. Father, in the name of Jesus, we return to sender their very works. We return to the senders their very works in Jesus' name. Every attack must go back. Every attack must go back. Every attack must go back in Jesus' name. Every attack must go back in the name of Jesus Christ. Every attack must go back in Jesus' name. Father, with the blood of Jesus, we break the power of all the witches, warlocks, wizards, Satanists, sorcerers, Wiccans, pagans, and any other source of their rituals that they have sent to us in the name of Jesus Christ. With the blood of Jesus, we erase any markings that they have made on any part of our being in the name of Jesus. And we pull out the fiery darts, pins, and needles where there is pain in our bodies in Jesus' holy name. Father, any voodoo dolls, we hand them to you so for the proper disposition of it by way of the angels in Jesus' name. We give you the praise. We send back those spirits of hate, bitterness, murder, envy, jealousy, wizardry, sorcery, all of those wicked spirits, Father. Paralyzed, we send that back in the name of Jesus Christ. Blindness, spirits of bondage, heaviness, fear, and hate, we send it back from whence it came, and we receive the grace of God to do the will of God in Jesus' name. Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Amen. Praise God. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. Praise God. Our featured proverb for tonight is Proverbs 24. And our verse for meditation is from that very proverb, Proverbs chapter 24, verse 1. Amen. Our featured ebook. Our featured ebook is Keeping Your Deliverance Bible Study, Turning from Evil Spirits. You know, there are some of you, you work in an office, and it's nothing for you to put a small stack of tracts on your desk and leave them there for whoever wants one, whoever's curious or nosy. You know, folks are nosy. And just leave them there for anybody who wants to take one. Amen? And if they want to, they can ask you a question. If they don't, they can just walk off with the track. Amen? Amen. You know, when you really want to obey God, he will give you creative ways to do what you're going to do. And some of us have not sought the Lord to give us an answer or a creative solution, but we ought to, amen? Lives depend on it. Souls depend on it, amen? We need to do this, amen? Praise the Lord. So, let's see, where am I going? Here I am, right there. So tonight, we're going to talk about learn to do right. Learn to do right. Learn to do right. Mark chapter 1, verse 15. Mark, the Gospel of Mark, chapter 1, verse 15. Mark chapter 1, verse 15. The time is fulfilled, and the kingdom of God is at hand. Ye, and believe the gospel. In the sermon entitled The Need for Convicting, we dealt with the process of and the pathways to which lead us to true repentance. So after we have truly repented, we must learn to do right. We must learn to do right. James chapter 4, verse 17. James chapter 4, verse 17. James chapter 4, verse 17. Amen. James chapter 4, verse, therefore, to him that knoweth to do good and doeth it not, to him it is sin. Therefore, to him that knoweth to do good and doeth it not, to him it is sin. Amen. To him it is sin. Deuteronomy chapter 24, verse 15. Deuteronomy chapter 24 and verse 15. Amen. Chapter 24, verse 15. At his day thou shalt give him his hire, neither shall the sun go down upon it, for he is poor and settleth and setteth his heart upon it, lest he cry against thee unto the Lord, and it be sin unto thee. So when we know to do right, and we choose not to do it, it becomes sin to us. Amen? That's a perfectly good example of that. Saints, we are called to believe the gospel. You see, we don't have an excuse because God has given to every man the measure of faith to believe. Choose to use it that way. In general, the gospel is good tidings, good news for the guilty and helpless sinful person. That's right. Good news. Very good news. The gospel is good news. Amen. For the guilty and helpless sinful person. More widely, the gospel is the entire revelation made to mankind by Jesus Christ. The entire revelation that Jesus has given us. Amen. This includes the whole account of what our Lord Jesus did and suffered when he lived on earth. The essence is this. Jesus came into the world to save sinners. Jesus Christ came into the world to save sinners and to save that which was lost. Matthew chapter 18 verse 11. Amen. Praise God. Matthew chapter 18. Amen. Verse 11. For the Son of Man is come to save that which was lost. The Son of Man is come to save that which was lost. Luke, full of Luke chapter 19, verse 10. Luke, the Gospel of Luke, chapter 19, verse 10. Chapter 19 and verse 10. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. For the Son of Man is come to seek and to save that which was lost. The Son of Man is come to seek and to save that which was lost. John, you know this scripture, saint. John chapter 3, verse 16. John chapter 3, verse 16. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth, underline that believeth, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Do you have everlasting life? I hope you do. Also, to destroy the works of the devil. Also, to destroy the works of the devil. 1 John. All the way to the back of the Bible. 1 John chapter 3, verse 8. 1 John chapter 3, verse 8. 1 John chapter 3 and verse 8. He that committeth sin is of the devil. He that committeth sin is of the devil, for the devil sinneth from the beginning. For this purpose, the Son of God was manifested, that he might what? Destroy the works of the devil. That he might destroy the works of the devil. The good news to us all is that Luke, the Gospel of Luke, chapter 4, the Gospel of Luke, chapter 4, beginning with verse 18. The Gospel of Luke, chapter 4, beginning with verse 18. The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because he hath anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. He has sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to preach deliverance to the captives, and recovering of sight to the blind, to set at liberty them that are bruised. Preach the acceptable year of the Lord. Amen. Amen to the acceptable year of the Lord. Isaiah chapter 53, verse 5. Isaiah chapter 53, verse 5. This is good news to everyone. Now, you may have grown cold on the Lord, and it's just old hat to you, but this is great news for everyone else. Amen? Isaiah chapter 53, verse 5. But he was wounded for our transgression. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement, peace, was upon him. And with his stripes, we are healed. Amen? With his stripes, we are healed. If you choose to believe this, the kingdom of God is open to you. If you choose to believe this, the kingdom of God is open to you. By faith, you may receive the promise. Jesus pardons all who truly repent and believe this good news. Isn't that wonderful? Matthew chapter 9 and verse 2. Amen. Matthew chapter 9 verse 2. Praise the Lord. And behold, they brought to him a man sick of the palsy, lying on a bed. And Jesus, seeing their faith, said unto the sick of the palsy, Son, be of good cheer, thy sins be forgiven thee. So, Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, from every position that you have called me to and from my position seated in heavenly places with Christ Jesus, every member of Miracle Outreach Ministries who is sick, who has sickness in their body due to their sin, I remit those sins now in Jesus' name. Every member of Miracle Outreach Ministries who has sickness in their physical body due to the sins that they have committed, I remit those sins now, and I ask you to release them and to heal them and set them free in Jesus' name, Father. Thank you. Praise the Lord. Now, if you receive that prayer, you need to let the Lord know. Amen? If you receive that prayer, you need to let the Lord know. Praise God. His kingdom comes into you, and you have righteousness. His kingdom comes into you, and you have righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Ghost. Pay attention, saints. Mental agreement to the truth of the Bible, articles of creed, or all that is contained in the Old and New Testaments is not enough. Amen? Is not enough. Some have falsely believed that this is actually faith, but it is not. You see, some people have never actually learned what faith is. That's the problem. That's the problem right there. Some people have never actually learned what true faith is. The demons believe all of this information right along with us. They believe the information, but they're still devils. So just believing this much is not sufficient. Okay, it sounds good to me. Okay, I'll say I believe that. No, it's got to go further than that. It has to go much further. The devils believe this much, and they are still devils. Okay? Therefore, above all this, we must come to learn. We must come to learn that faith is a sure trust in the love, mercy, and nature of God through Jesus Christ. Amen. Above all this, we must come to learn. Yes, there's a process. We must come to learn that faith is a sure trust in the love, mercy, and nature of God through Jesus Christ our Lord. This includes a confidence in a God who pardons. This includes confidence in God who pardons. He is El Nos, or God of forgiveness, or the God who forgives. The Hebrew word nos comes from the verb to lift, to carry, or to take away. The Hebrew word nos comes from the verb to lift, to carry, or to take away. Our God is forgiving because he lifts our sins off of us and bears them away. All right? Amen? In Psalm 99, this psalm is a praise to the Lord for his holiness. Yet in verse 8, God forgave Israel, but he also punished them for their sins. So Psalm 99, verse 8, we find the following. Thou answerest them, O Lord our God. Thou wast a God that forgavest them, though thou tookest vengeance of their invention. God punished them for the wrong they had done, but God forgave. And that's what El Nos means, God who forgives. You see, Buddha doesn't forgive anything, and neither does Muhammad. And all of those other ones, nobody, there's no forgiveness there. There's no pardoning. There's no remission of sin. There's no washing in the blood to take your sins away. There's no restoring of fellowship to God. We are completely different from all of those creeds. Amen? We are not like them. We are different. And this is our holiday. That was Psalm 99, verse 8. Psalm 99, verse 8. We are different from them. They don't have a risen Savior who died for their sins, rose from the dead, took the keys of death and hell from Satan, came back to spend 40 days with them to prove that he was alive from the dead, and ascended into heaven on high and now sits at the right hand of the Father. They don't have that. We're the only ones that have that. Amen? So there are many reasons why we are differentiated from other creeds and other religions. We're different from them. And our holiday is not theirs because they cannot share in the blood of the Lamb until they repent of their sins and receive Jesus Christ as their Lord, Savior, and Messiah. Amen. So they can't share in what is not there, cannot share in what they did not participate in. They chose to do it their way. Well, that's what they've got, the results of their way, not God's way. Amen. So God forgave Israel, but he also punished them for their sins. Saints, our actions or lack thereof have consequences. Yet we cannot take his forgiveness lightly. We cannot continue in sin over and over and over again and not expect God to punish us. That just would not be right. However, he does not hold a grudge and stay angry. He does not hold a grudge and stay angry. He allows us to learn from our unrighteous and wrong choices. He allows us to learn from our unrighteous and wrong choices while also discovering the depth of his forgiveness. Amen? No, we don't deserve better treatment, but he gives it because he's God. Al knows the God who forgives should receive our gratitude and praise for his gift of forgiveness. His gift of forgiveness. See, that's the thing. A lot of us don't realize that it's a gift from God. It's not just ordinary case, you know. You know, ordinary case. Okay, when you get a hot dog, it comes on a hot dog bun, and it comes with mustard, ketchup, onions, and maybe pickles. That's normal case. No, this is a gift. Jesus had to die for us to get this gift. This is a gift. The gift of forgiveness he gives to us. No, we don't deserve it because the wages of sin is death. But he gives us the gift of pardon, of forgiveness. Amen? Amen. Amen. He gives us the gift of forgiveness. He does not have to do it. He does not. We are the ones who sinned against him. He didn't sin against us. So he allows us to learn from our unrighteous and wrong choices while also, while we are learning, while we are still discovering the depth of his forgiveness. Yes, saints, God still punishes our wicked deeds. In Nehemiah chapter 9, verse 17. Nehemiah chapter 9, verse 17. Nehemiah chapter 9, verse 17. And refuse to obey. That's rebellion. That's witchcraft. And refuse to obey. Some of us have done that from time to time. That wasn't a wise choice, have done it. Neither were mindful of thy wonders that thou didst among them. So God's working miracles after miracles after miracles on their behalf, but they didn't pay it any mind. They took him for granted. But hardened their necks. And in their rebellion, appointed a captain to return to their bondage. Have you ever known anybody to do that? To decide they weren't going to receive this gospel and they didn't want to hear this and they don't want to hear what that preacher's got to say. And they went right back in their know-it-all rebellion. You see, know-it-all is in there somewhere. They decide they're going to go back to doing what they were doing anyway. They were happy being an alcoholic. They're just going to go right back to doing that. That's not wise. But here is the good part. But thou art a God ready to pardon, gracious and merciful, slow to anger, and of great kindness, and forsookest them not. He did not abandon them because they were showing their you-know-what. He did not abandon them because they behaved sinfully and foolishly. All glad for that. But thou art a God, El Nos, thou art a God ready to pardon, gracious and merciful, slow to anger, and of great kindness, and forsookest them not. Amen. Isaiah chapter 54, verse 15. Isaiah chapter 54, verse 15. Behold, they shall surely gather together, but not by me. God says, not by me. Whosoever shall gather together against thee shall fall for thy sake. Somebody needs to highlight that scripture. Amen. 1 John, all the way to the back. 1 John chapter 1, verse 9. 1 John chapter 1, verse 9. 1 John chapter 1, verse 9. If we confess our sins, plural, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins, plural, and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. If we confess our sin, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sin and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Amen. This pardoning and forgiving is a divine evidence or conviction that God was in Jesus reconciling the world to himself, not imputing to them their former sins and trespasses. Amen. 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 19. 2 Corinthians chapter 5 and verse 19. 5 and verse 19. To wit, that God was in Christ, reconciling the world unto himself, not imputing their trespasses unto them, and hath committed unto us the word of reconciliation. That's right. That's what we're doing when we're passing out these tracts. We are operating in our commission to walk in the word of reconciliation, bringing sinners to their Creator and their God. Amen. Bringing sinners to God. Amen. That's what we're doing. We're actually doing what the Bible says to do. Particularly, it is firm belief that Jesus has loved us and given himself for us. He gave himself for us. It is in the full realization that we are reconciled to God by the blood Jesus shed on the cross. That blood, atonement, that sacrifice brought reconciliation to us by the blood Jesus shed on the cross. No other religion or faith has a risen Savior who proved his resurrection after his death and burial. None other has blood shed at his death that released power of sacrifice to take away sins of all mankind. None other has blood shed at his death that released the power of sacrifice to take away the sins of all mankind. The resurrection season is the holiday for those who belong to Jesus Christ. It is our celebration in him and with him. None other can claim it. So the question is, do you believe this? Do you? Do you believe this? When belief is real, the peace of God is in your heart. Sorrow and sighing have gone away. Amen. When belief is real, the peace of God is in your heart. Sorrow and sighing have gone away. There is no longer doubt of the love of God. When belief is real, there is no longer doubt of the love of God. Now you are experiencing his love. Amen. His love is clearer to you than the sun at noonday. When we believe in this way, we no longer are afraid of hell or of death or the devil. When we believe in this way, we no longer are afraid of hell, of death, or of the devil. We are not painfully afraid of God himself. We are not painfully afraid of God himself. Now we have instead a tender fear of offending our God. We now have tender fear of offending him. Yes, now we care if we offend him. Sinners really do not. Sinners sin with no thought. It's their natural course. When we believe the love of God poured out into our heart, we love God because he first loved us. Since then, We are filled with love, peace, and joy. And we are also filled with long-suffering and with gentleness and with fidelity and with goodness and meekness and temperance and the rest. You see, when we believe God rightly, the love of God comes in. And many wonderful things happen within us when the love of God enters our life. Amen? You have received of him who is holy and divine. The world can't receive that. They don't know him. Now we see with an open, unveiled face, no obstruction. We see with an open, unveiled face. We see his glorious love and realize the image in which we were created. Now, through faith, we are changed into that same image from glory to glory by the Spirit of the Lord. This true repentance that we've been discussing, this true faith, this peace, this joy, this righteousness, this love is what the world has determined to be madness or crazy. There was a man, I think I mentioned him to you once before, who used to be an abortionist. He was an abortionist for many, 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 many years. And someone that knew him during that period of his life ran into him later. And they said, "Oh, you changed your mind." Because he was no longer an abortionist, but an activist against abortion. And he said, "No, I didn't change my mind. I became born again." He had an experience with Almighty God, and it changed who he was completely. No, he didn't change his mind. He was changed. The world calls our faith fanaticism. The world is a secular view of life that excludes and is indifferent to God's will for human beings. The world is not concerned about God, nor does it care about living according to God's will. In the world, humans, not AI, humans, think as they will, do what they want, live as they please, even if they are living contrary to the revelation of the will of God for humanities listed in the Holy Scriptures. We used to be like these people. The world is also a lifestyle or way of living, a morality which attempts to draw Christians away from their faith. Belial helps them get it done. The world intends to live a lifestyle and to try to draw Christians away from their faith, to have them live as though they were not belonging to Jesus Christ. But that's just it. We do belong to Jesus Christ. And we must live that way. Amen? We must live that way. Amen? We can't just say we belong to him. We actually have to live that way. Also, to even oppose, even subtly, God's moral will for their lives, as in the Holy Scriptures. The world is working. If you mute the TV and you just have it on to let the news, the weather come on, you'll see through their commercials that they're trying to seduce you from doing what God would have you to do and believe and say what God would have you to say to go to their profession of sin. That's not what they call it, but that's basically what it is. They're going to try to convince you that they're right. You end up binding all the commercials, even with it with the mute on, you see. That's why the world thinks Christian morality is wrong. They are going in one direction, and we are going in another. Amen? Amen. They are going in one direction, and we are going in another. The Bible says in Matthew chapter 7, verse 13, Matthew chapter 7, verse 13, enter ye in at the straight gate, for wide is the gate. And broad is the way that leadeth to destruction. And many there be which go in thereat. Enter ye in. Amen. Because, verse 14, straight is the gate. And narrow is the way which leadeth unto life, and few there be that find it. Enter in at the straight gate, for wide is the gate, and broad is the way that leadeth to destruction, and many there be which go in thereat. Because straight is the gate, and narrow is the way, which leadeth unto life, and few, F-E-W, there be that find it. Now, many times Christians are seen as abnormal people. So, saints, as we change from glory to glory, disregard your worldly critics. There will be many of them. Even family. They don't understand what this is you're doing. It doesn't make any sense to them. They've been going down to the little Lutheran church for the past 20 years, and they don't do all of this stuff you do. They don't bind this and that, and they don't fast every month, and on and on and on and on it goes. And all you want to talk about all the time is the Bible, the Bible, the Bible. Why is it all you want to talk about is the Bible? Can't you talk about anything else? I think you know what I'm saying. I'm certain many of you have experienced it already. You see? And if perchance your family is in witchcraft, they go to working powers against you. Yes, they do. They go into active witchcraft against you. That's what they do. And those that are just carnal, their mouths won't shut. Okay? That's what they do. That's what's in them, and And that is what they do. So don't be shocked when they behave who they are on the inside. That's what they do. Amen? So I'll say again, saints, as we change from glory to glory, disregard worldly critics. Yes, even family. Never be moved by any of them. You know, your coworkers get off work and they're headed for the bar or the saloon or whatever they can find because they're after their favorite libation. And you're not interested. Mm-hmm. Praise the Lord. Amen. That's just the way they are. That's what they've been doing the whole time. And if you say something about Jesus, they'll say something that tells you they don't know very much about who he really is. And you'll just have to handle that in the love of God. Amen? Amen. Never be moved by any of them. Know in whom you have believed. Let no one steal the truth of God from you. Amen. Let no one steal, and don't you hand it over either. Let no one steal the truth of God from you. The scriptures say, buy the truth and sell it not. Hold fast to Jesus. And follow him while you attain to all of these precious promises. As you are growing, do not let vain persons cause you to be ashamed of his gospel. Do not allow, don't give them the room, the space, or the time, or the conversation. You don't owe them that, by the way. You do not owe them that. You don't owe them that. As you are growing, do not let vain persons cause you to be ashamed of his gospel. Well, I heard about Noah's Ark, and who would want a God that would kill all the people on the earth except eight people? He just favored those eight people. Why did he kill all the rest? You know, you've heard that kind of comment. Well, what kind of God is it that would let the Holocaust happen? Well, he didn't do the Holocaust. Humans did that. What kind of God is it that would let all these problems, there's people starving in Africa and starving here and starving in America and everywhere else, why would he let all of that happen? Because somebody's manipulating the money. He didn't do that either. But most of all, why did he let my mama die? My mama used to go to church every Sunday. And when she got sick, she was laying on the bed calling on Jesus, and she was in pain and suffering. Why did he let my mama die? I've had to answer those questions. Why? Why did he let my mother die? Well, it may be that your mother asked him to take her home. She might have wanted to leave. Amen. She might have wanted to leave. He may have answered her prayer by taking her. Is there something wrong with him answering her prayer? She asked him to come get her, and he did. So seems to me that he answered her prayer. Why are you upset with Jesus? Because he answered her prayer. there are many of these kinds of situations that you will run into as you're distributing the tract. Just let Jesus speak through you. Amen? Don't take it personal. Amen? And they're going to let out what's in them. Trust me, they will. So, never be frightened by those who speak evil of the spiritual things about which they know nothing. Never be frightened by those who speak evil of the spiritual things about which they know absolutely, positively nothing. Seek the Lord, and God will turn your sadness to joy. Get your chin up. He's the glory and the lifter of your head. He will take away your ignorance and give you a spirit of soundness. He will take away your ignorance and give you a spirit of soundness. He who saves and justifies lives in you. He is not condemning you. He is not condemning you. It is Jesus Christ who died and rose again. And he is seated at the right hand of God, making intercession for us all. All those who misunderstand this way to God are in danger of becoming only almost a Christian rather than altogether a Christian. Amen? Amen. So no saint that you need an answer while you're witnessing to somebody. The Holy Spirit has a ready response for you. Ask him for it and let him speak it. Amen? He's got a response. Amen? Don't be intimidated because they come off, you know, however they want to come off. They're going to act like them. You just be righteous. Amen? God will take care of it. And if there's something you don't remember, God will see to it somebody else says it so they can hear it. Amen? Amen. So praise the Lord. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for this message. This is a wonderful message. And we're happy to have it. Amen? So we're going to make our plans to spend with Jesus. Isn't this wonderful? I think it's wonderful. And I hope you do too. Amen. I hope that you do too. Amen. Amen. I tell you, you know the devil is busy. Thank you, Holy Spirit, for showing me what he did. Amen. I want to thank the Lord for every moment that he gives us to enjoy his love and his care and to share his heart for other people. Amen? Amen. So we are requesting adjudications from the righteous judge concerning the House of Representatives in the United States Congress passed a $1.2 trillion bill. I can't count trillion in the natural. I've never had that much in my hands at one time. So it's a little difficult for me, so be patient with me, saints. A $1.2 trillion bill. That's a lot of our money. On March 22nd, 5 days ago, averting a deadline to fully fund 70% of the government. The vote tally was 286 to 134, with 112 Republicans and 23 Democrats voting against the bill, which comes ahead of the March 23rd midnight deadline to avoid a partial government shutdown. The bill unveiled yesterday was approved under an expedited process that requires two-thirds majority for passage. In addition to Speaker Mike Johnson waiving the House rule that requires members to have 72 hours to review legislation before it is voted on. All right. The bill would fund the Departments of State, Defense, Treasury, Homeland Security, Labor, Health and Human Services, and Education. No funding was allocated through March 2025 for the UN Relief and Works Agency for Palestine refugees in the Near East. UNRWA has come under fire for what critics call propagating hatred for the Jewish state in schools. The bill also includes $200 million for the new FBI headquarters. Really? Which will be built just outside Washington in Greenbelt, Maryland, a contentious issue for Republicans. This is where your money goes. The U.S. Senate, in the early hours of March 23rd, passed a $1.2 trillion omnibus spending package that was approved by the House on Friday. The Senate cleared the bill in a 74-24 vote. It will now go to President Joe Biden, who's expected to sign it. The passage came as the government had technically gone into a partial shutdown through a short-lived one lasting only 2 hours. Well, that didn't, a shutdown for 2 hours, that wasn't much shutdown. The bill, coming in at over 1,000 pages and $1.2 trillion in spending, rocketed through Congress this week after its introduction around 2 a.m. on Thursday. After the bill's passage in the House on March 22nd, its progress in the Senate was delayed for several hours due to a disagreement between Republicans and Democrats about the rules for amending the bill. Earlier on Friday, the House passed the spending bills in a 286 to 134 vote, with a majority of Republicans voting against the package. Conservatives were left fuming over spending increases in the deal. Representative Marjorie Taylor Greene of Georgia filed a motion to force a vote to oust Speaker Mike Johnson, meant as a warning to the Speaker. "It's more of a warning and a pink slip," Ms. Green told reporters, as she does not wish to inflict pain on our conference and to throw the House into chaos, as was the case in September when Mr. Johnson's predecessor, former Representative Kevin McCarthy, was ousted from the position. The bill would fund the Departments of State, Defense, Treasury, Homeland Security, Labor, Health and Human Services, and Education. The Pentagon would get $825 billion, $27 billion more than in the 2023 fiscal year, including $92 million more than requested by the Biden administration to improve U.S. Indo-Pacific Command's deterrence amid the threat from China. There is a $108 billion allocated for U.S. security cooperation with Taiwan and $300 million for the Ukraine Security Assistance Initiative, training, equipment, and other means to aid Ukraine. However, direct funding for Ukraine and Taiwan is not in the spending bill, as Congress is stuck trying to pass a supplemental assistance package for Taipei and KYIV, I think that's what that says, as Republicans have called for stringent border measures in exchange. The GOP blocked a Senate bill that consisted of assistance for Ukraine and the Indo-Pacific, including Taiwan, and some specific border security measures. The annual $3.3 billion for Israel is in the bill, as has been the case for the past several years. This comes amid the latest conflict between Israel and the terrorist group Hamas. The bill allocates $1.8 billion to the Treasury Department minus the IRS, which would get $12.3 billion. The appropriation for the IRS would be the same as it is for the 2023 fiscal year. The appropriations bill also prevents the IRS from transferring more funds from its accounts for enforcement. Customs and Border Protection would receive $400 million toward combating the influx of fentanyl, a major problem as the deadly drug crosses the southern border via cartels and other sources. Shut the door. Shut the back door. The bill allocates $2.2 billion for processing asylum seekers and related purposes. DHS will have 24% more beds in detention centers for illegal immigrants and an additional 22,000 Border Patrol agents as proposed under a tough border security bill previously passed by the GOP-controlled House that was dead in the Democrat-controlled Senate. The funding also covers 41,500 detention beds proposed under the previous House bill. There will also be 12,000 additional special immigrant visas awarded to Afghan allies who helped the United States during the nearly 20-year war in Afghanistan, from which the United States and its allies hastily withdrew in mid-2021 as the Biden administration came under fire for abandoning those allies who served in numerous roles, such as interpreters. Members of the hardline House Freedom Caucus did not hold back their frustration over the bill. House Freedom Caucus Chairman Bob Good rallied against the bill, saying it is worse than the spending when the Democrats controlled under the leadership of House Speaker Nancy Pelosi and Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer. It does seem this bill again maintains the Pelosi-Schumer policies and spending levels voted against a year and a half ago. But it has some new things that we want to point out here, he said at a press conference. Mr. Good lamented the earmarks and the $200 million for the new FBI headquarters. Representative Chip Roy slammed congressional GOP leadership over the $1.2 trillion government spending bill, calling it a swamp glossary, a reference to Washington's nickname, the Swamp. Frankly, our Republican leadership are basically walking swamp glossary, the Freedom Caucus member said. He cited what he said are excuses from his party's leadership, such as that the GOP majority in the House is thin. Mr. Roy said that Republicans who vote for the bill, which is expected to overwhelmingly pass the House, are risking the election. Representative Ralph Norman called on Mr. Johnson to shut down the House over the $1.2 trillion government spending bill. He explained that Mr. Johnson could do so by removing a ceremonial ornamented staff called a mace. The mace is in place next to the Speaker's chair when the House is in session and it is a 184-year-old custom. Take the mace down, cut the lights off, and say, "We will not come back until you stop the invasion at the border," said Mr. Norman, calling for the Democrat-controlled Senate to pass a tough border security bill that the House passed last year. So we want to thank the righteous judge for his adjudications concerning such. Amen. Requesting adjudications from the righteous judge concerning one state prosecutor and one civilian plaintiff have already won huge fines and damages from former President Donald Trump that may, with legal costs, exceed $500 million. President Trump awaits further civil and criminal liability in three other federal, state, and local indictments. There are eerie commonalities in all of these five court cases involving plaintiff E. Jean Carroll, a Manhattan District Attorney Alvin Bragg, New York Attorney General Letitia James, Federal Special Counsel Jack Smith, and Fulton County District Attorney Fannie Willis. One, they are either unapologetically left-wing or associated with liberal causes. They filed their legal writs in big city left-wing America, Atlanta, New York, Washington, where liberal judge and jury pools predominate in a manner not characteristic of the country at large. Two, they are overly political. Mr. Bragg, Ms. James, and Ms. Willis have either campaigned for office or raised campaign funds by promising to get or even destroy Donald Trump. Ms. Carroll's suit was funded by left-wing billionaire Reid Hoffman. Mr. Smith sued to rush his court schedule in hopes of putting President Trump on trial before the November election. Three, there would not be any of these cases had President Trump not run for the presidency or not been a conservative. Ms. Carroll's suit bypassed statute of limitation restrictions by prompting the intervention of a left-wing New York legislator. He passed a special bill allowing a one-year window to waive the statute of limitations for sexual assault claims from decades, plural, past. Until President Trump, no New York prosecutor such as Ms. James had ever filed a civil suit against a business for allegedly overhauling real estate assets to obtain loans that bank auditors approved and were paid back in full, on time, and with sizable interest profits to the lending institutions. Mr. Bragg bootstrapped a Trump private disclosure agreement into a federal campaign violation in a desperate effort to find something on President Trump. Mr. Smith is also charging President Trump with insurrectionary activity. President Trump had never been so charged with insurrection, much less convicted of it. Ms. Willis strained to find a way to criminalize President Trump's complaints about his loss of Georgia in the 2020 national election. She finally came up with a racketeering charge, usually more applicable to mafioso and drug cartels. I said that wrong, but so much. Four, in all these cases, the charges could have been equally applicable to fellow left-wing public figures and officials. President Joe Biden, like President Trump, was accused of sexual assault decades earlier by former staffer Tara Reid. Yet Ms. Reid was torn apart by the media and the left for inconsistencies in her memory. By contrast, the wildly inconsistent and amnesiatic Ms. Carroll won $83 million from President Trump. Mr. Smith created the precedent of charging President Trump for unlawfully removing classified files to his private residence. But the government simultaneously did not charge President Biden for similar offenses. Yet President Biden had removed files not for 2 years, but for more than 30. He stored them not in one location, but in several. His rickety garage was a mess, not a secure family compound like President Trump's estate. Moreover, President Biden did so while a senator and a vice president, without any presidential authority to declassify almost any presidential document he wished. President Biden never came forward to report the crime for more than 30 years until President Trump was charged. Indeed, he was caught on tape 6 years ago admitting to his ghostwriter files but never reported it. Mr. Bragg might have noticed that both Hillary Clinton, fined $113,000, and President Barack Obama, fined $350,000, broke campaign financing laws. Neither was subject to federal criminal charges by local prosecutors. An array of left-wing celebrities, politicians, 2004 House members, former Senator Barbara Boxer, and failed Georgia gubernatorial candidate Stacey Adams have all recently challenged elections. They sought either to delay or to redo ballot counting or on the federal level to sidetrack electors to ignore popular votes in their respective states. These lawfare cases are a part of other efforts that are highly partisan and without merit. Recall the Trump Russian collusion hoax and the Russian disinformation laptop farce. In another first, some blue states are suing to take President Trump's name off the ballot for insurrection, a crime for which he has never been charged. Total up the death, damage, and length of the summer 2020 Antifa Black Lives Matter riots. Then compare the tally with that of the one-day January 6 riot. The former proved far longer lasting, more lethal, and more destructive. Yet very few of the 14,000 arrested rioters in 2020 were ever prosecuted, much less convicted. By contrast, the Biden administration sought to jail hundreds for crimes allegedly committed on January 6, such as illegal parading. We are entering a dangerous era in America. Ideology and party affiliations increasingly determine guilt and punishment. Opponents are first targeted, and then laws are twisted and redefined to convict them. The left is waging lawfare with the implicit message to political opponents: either keep quiet or suffer the consequences. So we want to thank the righteous judge for his adjudication on the request that we have made thus far. Amen. 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 Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. So let me get back to this. I need to take a sip. Nothing like cold coffee. Amen. All right. We are requesting adjudications from the righteous judge concerning the Nickelodeon Children's TV channel employed or worked with five convicted child molesters and two other accused pedophiles, according to court records and news reports reviewed by the Daily Mail. At least one of the abusers was hired despite offending before he joined the Paramount-owned American network. Three of the convicted molesters were profiled in a new HBO documentary series on pedophilia and abuse in kids' entertainment industry. One of them, acting coach Brian Peck, molested Nickelodeon star Drake Bell, served 16 months in prison, and went to work with the Disney Channel before executives found out about his conviction. Can you believe that? The other, Sin Handy, worked for an alleged abuser, Dan Schneider, at the network during the late 1990s. Handy was jailed in 2004 for sexually abusing a 9-year-old girl and for possession of tens of thousands of images of child pornography. When the police raided his Los Angeles home, they found a diary in which he described himself as a pedophile full-blown. XL Channel worked as an animator at Nickelodeon until he was sentenced to 7 years in prison in 2009 for molesting a 14-year-old boy on the set. He was also accused of luring two teenage boys to his workplace, showing them pornography and inappropriately touching them. Chanel had allegedly been hired by the network despite an earlier conviction for child sex abuse. The two other convicted sex offenders were identified by the Daily Mail as talent agent Marty Weiss committed lewd acts with a preteen client and teen star Cody Longo, who pleaded guilty to molesting a 9-year-old girl in 2021. California passed a law in 2012 mandating background checks for anyone working with child actors. However, documentary filmmaker Gabe Hoffman told the newspaper that this important law is mostly ignored by Hollywood, and state and local law enforcement appear to have little interest in enforcing it. Convicted pedophiles still get hired in Hollywood today, Hoffman said. Sex offenders work with children at Nickelodeon, and unless the industry makes changes, more children in Hollywood would end up getting abused. A Nickelodeon spokesperson told the British tabloid that the company investigates all formal complaints and is committed to fostering a safe and professional workplace environment free of harassment or other kinds of inappropriate conduct. Nickelodeon is not the only children's entertainment company accused of harboring pedophiles. After five Disney World employees were arrested in two wider sting operations in Florida in 2022. Polk County Sheriff Grady Judd told reporters that we always have a Disney employee in custody after these stings. So we want to thank the righteous judge for his adjudications concerning such. We are requesting adjudications from the righteous judge concerning unrestricted access to pornography is causing profound and alarming changes in the cognitive development of boys hailing from the most economically deprived backgrounds, campaigners have warned. Young boys from tough economic backgrounds having unfettered access to ever novel and increasingly violent and deviant material is a slow-motion car crash for society, said an education charity that promotes pornography harm awareness. Mary Sharp, CEO of the Reward Foundation, said that this is the biggest unregulated social experiment in the history of mankind. Never before have people had unfettered access to ever novel and increasingly violent and deviant material that can reshape their sexual taste and cause sexual dysfunction from overstimulation, she says. It is a nightmare for social services and the criminal justice system, which is at breaking point with the number of sexual assault, domestic violence, and child sex abuse cases being reported, she added. Campaigners, children's groups, and online safety experts have all raised concerns about children's access to porn. But those who work directly with some of the most deprived children in the UK have seen major changes to boys in real time because of such materials. The organizer of a Christian outdoor learning activity center who has decades of experience teaching children from this group said that he has noticed a drastic change in the boys, who often also have autism, in the way they use explicit sexual language. The debate surrounding the societal impacts pornography in the United States is notably more intense than in the UK. Campaigners, journalists, and academics advocating for the acknowledgement of potential addiction or harm from pornography claim they frequently face attacks from associates of the industry. When you hear them talking, so not all kids, but some kids, we are like, what? We never heard of stuff like that, the organizer said, adding that the boys are watching really graphic, extreme stuff. Smartphones are banned from sight. They are like the Eye of Sauron, he said. But he added, taking their devices is a big issue. It's their lives, their whole identity. Listen, church, it's their lives. Their whole identity is their phone. Now, it's been that way in society for at least the past 20 to 30 years, where people's whole lives is bound up in their cell phone. And whatever the cell phone spits out is what they believe. They're being manipulated, technology, and those who operate. They're being taken advantage of. Amen? This is a crime. This is a crime. Their whole identity is in their phone, he said. But he said that when the boys go home, they will still have access to porn. The only person that can do anything is the parent, he said. But now the bar is so high, the problem so profoundly widespread, that it is difficult for social services or schools to do anything, he said. And even if a parent can go upstairs to confront their kid, boys can often trash the house if they don't get their Wi-Fi, he added. You know, parents can't turn over their authority to the child. Where God, let me see if I can find it for you. Let me see if I can find it real quick. I think it's in Genesis. It's somewhere back there. Amen. I used to have it marked in my other Bible, but it's not in the room at the moment. Amen. Let me see if I can find it for you right quick. Okay, I can't seem to find it. Somebody knows where it is. I think I told Brother Bill one time where it was. I think it was about Abraham. It was about God saying that he would order, he would command his house. He wouldn't just let them do whatever they felt like doing. And so that's important. That's very, very important. You know, I was talking to a lady this past weekend, and she was saying, talking about her grandchild and how they are not, how, you know, if you tell them to do something, they don't feel like they have to do it. They just do whatever they want. Amen. And that's pretty bad. They don't have to brush their teeth. She's trying to talk the grandchild into brushing his teeth. He doesn't want to do it, so he doesn't do it, and his parents don't make him do it. And that's where they are. And that's where society has gone to. But that's not right. Amen? That's not right. Ms. Sharp said the impact of porn addiction or compulsive use is totally underestimated in general and certainly amongst socially deprived children in particular. She said that they have often suffered added stress in their childhood owing to poverty, abuse, or poor parental attachment. These are part of the Adverse Childhood Experiences List, or ACE. Those factors make them more prone to developing addictions during adolescence. Porn just adds fat to the fire. Early exposure to porn is considered an additional ACE. It's a slow-motion car crash for society, she said. She said that parents are justifiably worried that their kids will kick off if their phone is removed, because when someone is hooked, it feels to them like a matter of life or death to get their next hit. Such is the power of craving and the discomfort of withdrawal. In fact, quite a few adults have this problem, but parents have to educate themselves about how porn affects the teen brain and be brave enough to face the arguments and guide their kids through this difficult stage of development. If they don't do it, who will? Well, you know how parents have been in the past 50 years. They've been pushing things off on the school. And if not the school, the church. Anybody but them, some of them. Some of them, especially the more popular drug addiction became, abandoned all parental responsibility and dumped their children on their parents, who by that time were elderly and couldn't deal with the situation as they would have years earlier. The porn industry is only too willing to profit from the young person's attention to their sites as they will gather and sell their personal data and groom them as future paying customers, she added. The challenge, two, is that young people from economically deprived backgrounds are being lured by porn-friendly social media sites to believe they can make lots of money selling sexual acts online via platforms like OnlyFans or TikTok, she said. They might think it's safe because they don't have to meet the clients in real life, but what we hear from those who have exited from what is basically virtual prostitution is the psychological damage it does to them over time if they are recognized, in addition to the physical injuries, she added. The challenge with this social group is that their expectations of the future are low anyway. Heavy porn use, often till late at night, deprives them of much-needed sleep that would help them pay attention and learn at school. Easy access to extremely stimulating sexual material that is basically free seems to be like an obvious solution to the normal challenges of adolescence, said Ms. Sharp. She said that research into porn addiction has found that it causes social anxiety, depression, sexual arousal difficulties, and contributes to attitudes and behaviors that objectify women as body parts to be consumed and then ignored. In turn, is causing huge mental health issues for young women who are not getting into relationships where they feel cherished and loved, but rather expected to be available for male pleasure for little or nothing in return. This is a disaster. It destroys what is already very fragile self-confidence. The type of sex they are learning is increasingly violent and coercive and not supportive of intimacy that would give deprived kids a chance of a supportive relationship, she added. Last year, research from Children's Commissioner for England found pornography exposure is related to the age at which children are given their phone, is related to the age at which children are given their phone. It is also said that children, boys, were more likely than girls to search for pornography regularly, who had first viewed online pornography at age 11 or younger were significantly more likely to access pornography frequently. Porn sites get more visitors each month than Netflix, Amazon, and Twitter combined, and about one-third of all web downloads in the U.S. are porn-related. Pornography addiction is not categorized as an addictive behavior in the reference book Diagnostic and Statistical Manual of Mental Disorders, often known as the DSM-5. This means there is no officially recognized diagnostic criteria for porn addiction. Despite this, different British rehabilitation centers say that pornography addiction is becoming increasingly common among young people in the UK. UK Rehab said that medical experts are now warning that regularly watching porn could have an adverse effect on the brain by essentially rewiring it. The act of having sex or watching pornography results in the brain releasing the chemical dopamine, which is responsible for pleasure and reward. However, continually causing dopamine to be released into the body can mean that the brain becomes tolerant to the effects, it wrote. The Safe Screens campaign, which is run by child rights groups, group Us for Them, is calling on the government to introduce a framework for selling and marketing smartphones to children in order to safeguard their well-being. Arabella Skinner, director of Safe Screens, said by email, "The lack of any meaningful regulation around smartphones means that children are exposed to the most extreme content, including violence and extreme porn. This clearly impacts their social development, but also for those who become addicted, it has implications for their school attendance. As a society, we have to get grips with the damage that unrestricted smartphone use is having on our children, and call on politicians to commit to real measures to address this," she said. John Carr, one of the world's leading authorities on children's and young people's use of digital technology, said that he believes that the Online Safety Act will prevent children from accessing porn, as previous laws dealt with gambling companies' lack of action to prevent underage gaming, despite claiming to take the issue seriously. Under internet regulation, sites and apps that display or publish pornographic content now ensure that children are not normally able to encounter pornography on their service. The communications regulator, Ofcom, which is in charge of policing the Online Safety Act has powers to take enforcement action, said that if you or your business has an online service that hosts pornographic content, you will need to estimate or verify your users' ages so that children cannot view it. Mr. Carr said social media companies have age restrictions to access their platforms, but there are children much younger than 13 on there, though many of the sites still provide access to pornography. The whole thing is a complete mess, he said. Britain is the first country in the world that is a liberal democracy to try to address the problem, and we'll see how well it works. We're not there yet, he added. He said that is a very difficult to find anybody in the UK making an argument that porn companies shouldn't restrict access to children. Everybody agrees here that kids shouldn't be seeing this stuff, he added. So we want to thank the righteous judge for his adjudication. Amen. We want to thank the righteous judge for his adjudication. I tell you, it's getting worse, but God is able. God is able. Amen? Amen. And we need to do some praying about our children and our young people and our older people, about how they relate and what they do and how they're actually destroying their own future. Brother Marshall.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Thank you, Lord. Your mercies are new every day. Sometimes it seems a little bit more challenging than others, but, Lord, you know exactly what's going on. And you taught us not to be overly concerned about these things, but it does seem to be a little distracting. You said that will keep him in perfect peace, his mind is stayed on there, which is kind of important. Some people that claim to be Christians don't seem to really understand when they hear people say, fix your eyes on Jesus. Well, how do I do that? He's not here. He's in heaven. Well, how do you do that? And he's only coming for those who are looking for him. Well, how are you looking for him? So, Father God, teach each of us what you want each of us to do individually, personally. Have that intimacy with you, because if we have intimacy with the lover of our souls, then all these other strange things that are going on will not bother us. So we thank you for that, Father. And you said, if two of you on earth agree to touch anything you ask, it shall be done to my Father, which is in heaven, Matthew 18:19. And you said, whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be delivered, shall be sozo in the New Testament, in Acts 2:21, shall be saved. Saved, healed, delivered, preserved, and made whole. And you said, if my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face, yes, seek your face, Lord, and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven and forgive their sins and heal them. And first and foremost, Father, we repent, renounce entertaining any spirits of distraction and allowing things to bother us. Some people might say, get under our skin. So we better be careful that what's in us is Jesus, not something else. So if the light that's in you be darkness, how great is that darkness? We want your pure light to be in us, to dispel all the darkness. You know what's in all the little corners of our hearts, Lord. How many little dust bunnies there are, Father. So help me and all of us to be changed from glory to glory day by day as we look to you, Lord, the author and finisher of faith. And we pray for all these things that Pastor Sabrina just read through, all these different things, astral interventions, adjudications, Father, in Jesus' name. All these different things, Father. You said very clearly, actually, very clearly, Lord, because you said our battle is not against flesh and blood in Ephesians chapter 6, verse 12. So what's it against? Oh, principalities and powers, spiritual wickedness in high places. Well, did that little temptation that Jesus went through with Satan when he was fasting, did that only affect Jesus? Could possibly people at big corporations, people in government, people that wanted to be in government, people that wanted to be in positions of authority, whatever, in schools, on school boards, public schools, colleges, people that, different areas, pastors, rabbis, different leaders in different areas, people that people look to, not just Roman Catholic priests, any kind of any kind of person, any kind of position of authority, even heads of household. And who's supposed to be the head of a natural household? The husband. They used to talk about father knows best, but that was way back in the early 50s. They don't talk about that anymore. Now it's the woman's got everything together. The guy's a loser. So, Father God, we know that you created us in your image. In the image of God created he man. And at least Pat Holiday got that right coming through the Roman Catholic tradition where she went to a Roman Catholic school, Father God. But she had to realize, well, if there's a real devil, there must be a real God. And there is a real devil. And there's also a real God who loves us perfectly. That's why he sent Jesus. So, Father, you said in Isaiah 14, beginning at verse 3, and it shall come to pass in the day that the Lord shall give them rest from sorrow. Well, some of us have been kind of boo-hooing about things. And from thy fear, the Christian's not supposed to go there, are we? And from the hard bondage wherein thou hast been made to serve, some people in bondage to their whatever it is, monetary desires, thou shalt take up this parable against the king of Babylon. Well, who might represent the king of Babylon in this current day and age? And say, how hath the oppressor ceased, the golden city ceased? The Lord hath broken the staff of the wicked, the scepter of the rulers, who smote the people in wrath with a continual stroke. He that ruled nations in anger is persecuted, and none hindereth. So, Father God, the things that they've been sowing, they're going to reap. He that sows to the flesh shall reap destruction, Father God. The whole earth is at rest and is quiet and breaketh forth into singing, Isaiah 14:7 and following. Yea, the fir trees rejoice at thee, and the cedars of Lebanon, saying, since thou art laid down, no fellers come up against us. Hell from beneath is moved for thee to meet thee in thy coming, and stirreth up the dead for thee, even all the chief ones of the earth. It hath raised up from they have raised up from their thrones all the kings of the nations, all these different rulers of every nation, and the different rulers in different positions of authority. Some are in law enforcement, some are in military, some are admirals, some are generals. They're raised up from their positions, all the different heads of different countries. They, different heads of non-governmental organizations, they shall speak and say unto thee, art thou also become weak as we? Art thou become like unto us? Thy pomp is brought down to the grave, and the noise of thy vials, the worm is spread under thee, the worms cover thee. This is talking about Lucifer, who was renamed Satan after he got puffed up. So puffed up, meaning think he knows something, like some people, like I've been struggled with in the past. I learned three verses. Aren't I swift? No, you're not swift, Marshall. You're just a gorgeous hunk of dust saved by grace. How art thou fallen from heaven, O Lucifer, thou king, thou son of the morning? How art thou cast down to the ground, which didst weaken the nations? Thou hast said in thy heart, I will ascend into heaven. I will exalt my throne above the stars of God. I will also sit upon the mount of the congregation. In the sides of the north. I will ascend above the heights of the clouds. I will be like the Most High. Thou shalt be brought down to hell, to the sides of the pit. They that see thee shall narrowly look upon thee and consider thee, saying, is this the man that made the earth to tremble, that did shake kingdoms, that made the world as a wilderness and destroyed the cities thereof, that oppressed not the house of that opened not the house of the prisoners, and all the kings of the nation, even all of them, lie in glory, everyone in his own house, but thou art cast out of thy grave like an abominable branch, as the raiment of those that are slain, thrust through with a sword, they go down to the stones of the pit, as a carcass trodden under feet. So, Father, we know Satan's ultimate demise. In fact, he knows his ultimate demise, which is why misery loves company, and he knows where he's going. And we claim that ultimate demise for him, Father God, in Jesus' name. We thank you, Father God. Like it says in Revelation 20, verse 10, and the devil that deceived them was cast into the lake of fire and brimstone, where the beast and the false prophet are, shall be tormented day and night forever and ever. And I saw a great white throne, and him that sat on it, from whose face the earth and the heaven fled away. And there was found no place for them. And I saw the dead, small and great. Unless they repent, it could be Biden. could be others that people look to as if they're got it all together, because no one's righteous but God. And I saw the dead, small and great, stand before God, and the books were opened, and another book was opened, which is the book of life. And the dead were judged out of those things that are written in the books according to their works. Yeah, we're saved by grace, but then we're supposed to do what he tells us. So Jesus says in John 14:15, if you love me, keep my commandments. So, Father, we pray for those who despitefully use us, those human beings that are actually human beings, that can repent. Send the Holy Ghost to bring conviction. You did a pretty good job with me, Lord, and you did an amazing job with Pat Holiday, Father God. So we thank you for delivering us. You said, whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be delivered. You said, call upon me in the day of trouble, and I will deliver thee, and thou shalt glorify me. We ask you to deliver all those in harm's way, especially the children, because you don't even want one of these children to perish, Father, in Jesus' name. We ask for your divine help and intervention for each one, Father, in Jesus' name. We ask you to, Father, move on those in positions of authority, those that are standing for the truth as best they know how, including the United States, including in Congress, as well as the Senate. There's some there that seem to want to do what's right, which is quite encouraging, actually. So we thank you, Father God, for changing people. We thank you. I know there's a bunch of people that were praying, Father God, that you would eliminate abortion in the United States of America. And guess what? The Supreme Court changed it, kicked it back to the states. We thank you, Father God. You are working. We give you praise for what you've already done and going to do. We thank you for those that are standing for the truth as best they know how, Father God. Maybe Marjorie Taylor Greene, I don't know. Maybe Mike Johnson's trying to do what's right, I don't know. But Father God, you know. Maybe they're all, some people call them swamp creatures, because they've all been held something against them. Father God, but you told us you're not giving us the spirit of fear, but power, love, and the sound mind to deliver those that are controlled by, well, what will people say? Well, we better be careful about what God's going to say, because we're going to stand before his judgment seat. So, Father God, we ask you to move on those people that realize that the perversion that's being pushed forward by our people in authority, Father God, whether it's in different branches of the federal government or the state or even local governments, Father God, even in the school boards, Father God, we ask you to deliver all those people, Father God, and those people that are persecuting those that are at least trying to stand for the truth as best they know, including President Trump. We ask you to deliver them. You said, whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be delivered. And we thank you, Father God. I heard last night that the outrageous fine that was, which is totally unjustified, even $10 is unjustified, sent against President Trump for just a little bit less than $500 billion, they reduced it just a little bit over $140 million, which is jump change in this day and age of inflation, right? We all have $120 million, $140 million in our back pocket just for fun, in case the price of eggs goes up. So, Father God, we thank you, Father God, for delivering President Trump. We ask you to deliver him, and we do pray for this guy, Biden, if he's still in his earthly body, if he is then able to retrieve his right mind, Father God. And all these people that have been controlled, we bind you, Satan. We bind the strong man from our position, seat in heavenly places. We cancel our sentences, to steal, kill, and or destroy. Coming against all mind control spirits, every one of those psychological demons. We bind Leviathan, heads and tails cut off, descale from our position, seat in heavenly places in the third heaven, in Jesus' name, according to Ephesians 2:6, according to Proverbs 18:10. For the name of the Lord is a strong tower, and the righteous run into it and they're safe. Well, how did any of us become righteous? Oh, Jesus, what did he do? Oh, he hung on the tree. For Christ hath redeemed us from the curse of the law, being made a curse for us. For it is written, cursed is everyone that hangeth on the tree, that the blessing of Abraham might come on the Gentiles, that we might receive the promise of the Spirit through faith. Thank you for the privilege of receiving the Holy Spirit, Father. He said, if any man has not the Spirit of Christ, he is none of his. But we thank you for the privilege of drinking into one Spirit with you, Lord. He's joined unto the Lord as one Spirit. So he that is in us is greater than he that is in the world. So we bind every one of these spirits of perversion, including some from the Obama-Biden whatever it is, nonsense and mind control spirits and all those behind the scenes, in Jesus' name, and even as our sister points out, disappointed the devices of the crafty, so their hands cannot perform their enterprise. And we thank you for doing so. We give you praise and honor and glory for what you're doing. Thank you for uncovering what's going on in every one of these areas. For the wrath of God is revealed from heaven against all ungodliness and unrighteousness of men who hold the truth in unrighteousness. So some people say, well, I really want to do what's best for the American people. But are they protecting the U.S. border? Like someone in the Congress think maybe that might be a good idea? How many millions of people? I heard President Trump say that there's more than more than 15 million people have already come in. And some of them have been come from prisons and insane asylums and other places, not to mention whatever. But Father God, we pray, and those that are being trafficked, the children that are being brought in, save those children as well as the children in this nation, Father God, because you said you're not willing that even one of the least of these should perish. So I ask you to save them, Father, because Jesus said, whatever you ask the Father in my name, he will give you. He said, if two of you on earth agree such anything you ask, it shall be done to my Father which is in heaven. And you're not a man that you should lie, nor the Son of Man that you should repent. Have you said it? Will you not do it? Your arm's not too short to say. So Satan, you're bound. All your underlings are bound in Jesus' name, because God has given us his gift of righteousness, the abundance of grace, and the gift of righteousness, that the work of righteousness shall be peace. And the effect of righteousness shall be quietness and assurance forever. And it says, in nothing terrified by your adversaries, which is to them an evident token of perdition, but to you of salvation and that of God. I think that's Philippians 1:28. So Satan, you're bound. All your underlings are bound, seeking to kill, steal, and to destroy, especially coming against their children, coming against not just the people of the United States, not just the people in the United Kingdom, in every nation, Father God, every nation all over the earth, every nation, including China, where the people, so many people in harm's way, Father God, in different nations, many different nations, Father God, all over the earth, in different nations in Europe, Father God, yes, in Switzerland, Father God, but they don't want them to have that comfortable heat in the winter, Father God. Because what? Because maybe some government didn't like Russia, blew up the pipeline? So, Father God, you know what's going on. All things are naked unto the open unto the eyes of him with whom we have to do. So we ask for adjudications in every one of these different situations the Pastor Sabrina just read through. And you said, let those that are seeking to steal, kill, and destroy, come in against their children with pornography and all these other things, let destruction come upon him as unawares. Let his net, he's trying to catch the kids, let his net that he hath hid catch himself into that very destruction. Let him fall in Jesus' name. And we thank you, Father, for doing so in Jesus' name. And you said in Psalm 57:6, they have prepared a net for my steps. My soul is bowed down. They have digged a pit for me into the net, into the midst whereof they are fallen themselves. That sounds like what happened during Esther's time, Father God. That, you know, they had this guillotine or whatever it was built for Mordecai. But Haman did a nice job getting it all built just in time, but he had it built for himself. He didn't know what he was doing. Maybe those fun cities that Hillary planned, maybe she's going to have time in a fun city, one of those little fun camps, right? Fun camps. Break their teeth, oh God, in their mouth. Break out the great teeth of the young lion. Scatter them by thy power and bring them down.
When I was just a child, I heard a beautiful story. How you loved me so much that you died on Calvary. And though I quaked, you were back there. I've read all my tears. Things haven't changed. No, I'm still the same. You're still Lord to me. Still feel your touch. for all of time, you are still.